Will there be any smoke in God's house? Bible thought. Then Solomon said, The Lord has said that he would dwell in a dark cloud. I have indeed built a magnificent temple for you, a place for you to dwell forever. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 12 and 13. Solomon built a house for God. It was an edifice of breathtaking beauty and exquisite craftsmanship. Its dedication culminated in a holy procession in which priests carried into the temple the ark, the holy symbol of the presence of God. And then, in the midst of this holy spectacle, something amazing happened. The temple filled with smoke, holy smoke, as God himself took up residence in his house. Regardless of the gold and silver, no matter the immaculately carved cedars of Lebanon, this house would be of little value without smoke. Solomon worshipped as he witnessed the smoke enter. Years later, Ezekiel would weep as he watched it depart. It remains true of our own houses of worship. Will there be smoke in God's house? Will his presence be evident when people enter? If the poor are received, if brethren are loved, if sinners find compassion, there will be smoke. If those who gather seek purity and humility and integrity and fidelity, then there will be smoke. If the presence of God dwells in the holy place of our hearts through his Spirit, then there will be smoke. If not, the building may be lovely, the worship lively, but the house remains empty without smoke. Lord, even as Solomon saw you fill his temple with the cloud of your presence, even as Isaiah watched as you shook and filled your house with smoke, may we witness your presence descend upon us, and may we be shaken and filled with your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. David Langford, Lubbock, Texas.